The Dr. Taz Show.
The podcast.
Dr. Taz. Your good health journey starts now. Here's Dr. Taz.
Welcome back to the show, where every episode we are determined to help you write your own personal prescription for power. That's right. This is the Power RX, and joining me today, I have Energy Muse. This is a company co-founded by Heather Askenosi, I hope I said that right, and Tammy Andrew. Both of them have created this company, Energy Muse, which is a conscious lifestyle brand providing tools of empowerment, inspiration, and hope in the tangible form of jewelry and crystals. Together, Heather and Tammy are helping people reconnect with the energy of the earth to align with their highest self, realize their true calling, and tap into their own personal magnificence. They are also the authors of a new book, The Crystal Muse, Everyday Rituals to tune in to the Real You, which can be found on energymuse.com. Welcome to the show, ladies.
Hello, good morning. Hi. Welcome. Thank you for having us.
Oh my gosh, I'm really excited about this because I got to be completely transparent. I don't know very much about crystals. I don't know too much about connecting crystal energy to the energy of the earth, although I have been fascinated in practice with the recovery that some of my really tough patients have had through the process of grounding or connecting themselves to the earth. So I selfishly am thrilled to do this episode to hopefully learn more about crystals, learn more about their importance when we're talking about our energy and empowerment and really realizing our true self, and want a little bit convincing that it's not way out there. Remember, I still have that conventional medical training in my head somewhere. And so, you know, convince me that this is not just way out there and it's something that all of us should be thinking about.
Okay, well, that's a great question. This is Heather. I think the number one thing that everyone needs to remember or consider is that if somebody thinks that a crystal is going to change their life, they're going to be really, really disappointed, because the only person that can change your life is you. Crystals, for us, we've been doing this 17 years before crystals became trendy or more mainstream. And what we realized is that crystals are a tool. It's something that you could use as a meditation or eating healthy or having a yoga practice. It's another tool you could put in your energy tool chest to help you get more centered, grounded, and come from a state of alignment. And, you know, once again, we are here in California. We've been doing this 17 years, and we wouldn't still be in business if people were not getting results. And we've dealt with the top people in every industry that exists. And what's cool now for us at Energy Muse is that before, it was this hidden conversation that nobody talked about, but that people were utilizing. Now it's a conversation that people are more open to having, because we're demystifying this, I don't know, you know, maybe a little taboo energy that's been around the energy of the earth. And now people are utilizing it exactly what you said, as a grounding mechanism, something that they could hold on to, a touchstone, something that they can remember, hey, look, I need to breathe right now. I need to just take a few minutes and stop. And what's cool about crystals is this energy, but it's in a tangible form that people could hold on to.
I love it. You know, and like I said right in the beginning, I don't know a ton about crystals, but I'm a huge believer in energy and trying to harness energy in different ways, shapes, and forms. A fun story, we were actually out in California and we walked into a crystal shop and the kids were looking around. I have a 9-year-old and 10-year-old. You guys have heard me talk about that before. And we bought a couple, and my son was having tremendous anxiety about a presentation or something that he had to do. And not knowing much, being very ignorant, quite honestly, I handed him one of the crystals. I'm like, you know what? Every time you get nervous at school, put this in your pocket and just play with this as you're doing your speech, and I bet you you're going to be fine. He comes back after school and he's like, Mom, I rocked it. I had the best speech of the whole class and all my anxiety went away. So for me, it was just translating his nervous energy to something tangible, so his mind shifts to just performing and not stressing about whatever was coming up. I know there's more to it than that. Connect, I know about grounding. I'm concerned that my audience is not really familiar with this concept. Can you connect for us crystals, energy, the earth's energy, grounding? How do we draw or connect those dots so people understand the right role of crystals?
Okay. So this is Heather again. I think that what we all need to remember is that when we were little, and what I love about kids is that they don't need convincing. Like when you had them hold on to a crystal, they got it. Yeah. They intuitively got it. No one needed to give them the science. No one needed to explain. No one needed to do paragraphs on why it's going to help them.
Right.
When we were little, we would go to the beach or a park and we would pick up stones. It's something innately we have within us. And if you think about it, what is something that connects us? What's our common thread? No matter what religion we are, what our background is, what socioeconomic life we came from, our common denominator is that we all have our feet on the planet Earth. And every ancient civilization from the beginning of time have utilized crystals in some way for healing. Ayurvedic medicine, if you go back, they use the minerals on the chakra points. If you look at the Romans, they would carry garnets and hematite in battle. If you look in the Bible, amethyst is mentioned many times in the Bible for drunkenness, and Revelations 21:20 mentions the stones that line the gates of heaven. I mean, the thing is, this is our Earth, and for us, I was at an event the other night, and I heard Elon Musk's COO talking, and someone asked, "Hey, is there ETs out there?" And she's like, "For us to think that we are the only species in our vastness of the universe is very egotistical. And for us to think that the ground beneath our feet doesn't hold energy for us to tap into, in my personal opinion, is very egotistical. So sometimes we have to look below. We have to look into our energy of our earth that we stand upon and say, hey, you know what? There's something here. And when we do go outside and we put our feet on the earth and put our feet in, you know, the lawn and have our feet on the grass or in the sand, we do feel better. And you know what? Maybe the whole energy and the whole message of this is that let's get out of our heads and let's start feeling again. Because when human beings feel, we are magnificent. It's when we come from that place of intellectualness all the time, that's when we get disconnected from our true power.
I love that. So for somebody trying to begin this journey and finding the right crystals for them or choosing a crystal, what would you advise them? You know, they now believe they understand the connection to energy and to the earth and the grounding qualities that crystals bring. What would you tell them to do? How do you choose a right crystal? I randomly selected one. How do you choose a right crystal?
So this is Timmy. What's so great about that question is this happens every single day, 10 times a day at our office or our showroom, where people will come in and say, hey, I want to start. What crystal should I start with? And we're like, we don't know. What crystal should you start with? Just like you did, you went with intuition. You went with the feeling. Maybe it was the color, the shape, the size of that stone that you resonated with for your son with an intention. You picked the exact perfect stone. There is no wrong or right. People really do know intuitively what they should work with, which is so great. Again, it's going back to you owning it, not us. We're just providing the tool. You are doing the work.
I love that. So are there crystals that you know that are, I can't remember the names of all of them. What are some of your favorites?
Well, it's interesting. You mentioned your son had anxiety. I think because I'm a type AAA personality, I run on more of an anxious energy. So in my hands, very often, as I have right now, I have a blue lace agate. Blue lace agate is one of those stones that helps with anxiety, helps keep you calm. It also is really good for helping you speak your truth, which I came into this life with a really raspy voice. It is one of my karmic things in this lifetime to really learn to speak my truth. So I hold this touchstone of blue lace agate to remind me of those things.
Wow. Any others that you absolutely love and are your favorites?
Well, you know what? This is Heather. I think that I like to keep it really simple because life is so running so fast and there's so much information coming at us. It's like, oh my God, I can't take on one more thing. So the thing that's cool about crystals is that even if you don't know anything about them, they kind of tell you what they do. So for example, there's a crystal that's pink and they call it rose quartz. Well, you don't need to know anything about crystals by just looking at a piece of that stone. It looks like love. It's pink. It's soft.
It does.
So rose quartz.
I love it.
Yeah, it's like Right. So you didn't, I mean, most people will look at that and they'll go, oh my God, I love that because it's pink and it's beautiful. And then there's quartz crystal. And some people will pick that up and go, you know what? I really like this. I feel really clear because quartz crystal is clear. The crystals will show you what they do. They'll show you. You just have to hold on, hold them for, you have to look at them. You have to connect. You have to touch them. And it's just like, what we human beings have to do with people, we need to spend time with them. We need to, you know, we have to have a relationship. That's what the, what's what we need right now. We humans need to reconnect. We need to connect to each other because that's our innate wiring. That's what we're here to do. And what's happening is we're becoming more disconnected. And I feel like that's why crystals are making this complete reemergence, not because, hey, it's, you know, it, obviously it's trending, but because we know innately that we need to connect for our soul, for our human essence to feel fully alive and empowered.
Hang on, more with Dr. Taz coming up. Now, you know, mindful eating is an essential part of self-care. We all know that every part of our life is enhanced when we eat nourishing, healthy meals. But eating right can be hard to maintain. You know it, and I know it, but that's where Sunbasket comes in to help, offering 18 weekly recipes, including paleo, gluten-free, vegetarian, vegan, pescatarian, and more, all delivered to your door. How easy is that? Oh, you want to know what has been delivered to my door recently? How about salmon burgers with caper remoulade and roasted matchstick fries and pork katsu with black pepper garlic mayo, wilted greens, and jasmine rice? Can you say yum? Now, Sunbasket takes care of all the details, so it's easier to take care of yourself. So here's the deal. Sunbasket makes it easy and convenient to cook healthy, delicious meals at home, no matter how much experience you have in the kitchen. Everything is pre-measured and easy to prep. You can get a healthy and delicious meal on the table in about 30 minutes. Just go to sunbasket.com/wholehealth to learn more and get $35 off your first order. That's sunbasket.com/wholehealth for $35 off. Once again, sunbasket.com/wholehealth. And now back to Dr. Taz.
Hear, hear. I would preach that message all day long. I think the power of connection is being lost. And the connection to the earth is being lost. And I think, again, as a parent and even a physician, you see more and more that disconnection as the age of social media and everything else electronic kind of takes over. And that's why I think this is the time, maybe more so than any other time in history, where we need something like this so desperately, because we are just becoming more disconnected. I feel like our energy collectively is just getting more drained, and we need tools and mechanisms in place to reestablish those connections, you know, and I think that's just so important. You guys have a book called Crystal Muse, Everyday Rituals to Tune Into the Real You. What made you write that book, and what can we find in it?
So we ended up writing the book because there's so many amazing crystal books out on the market. And so many of them don't really share how to work with a crystal. So they might say, hey, amethyst is purple. It's from Brazil. It's good for intuition. But what do I do with it? So we came up with sharing stories about how Heather and I have worked with them over the years, and then applying a recipe or a ritual where the common ingredient is a crystal, and we teach you very simple ways to work with crystals in your life each and every day.
Give me an example maybe of how you would use a particular crystal.
Okay. So, for example, my background is I've been on this journey for about 25 years. And because I'm a seeker of truth, I've had the ability of, when I want to learn something, I will go to the ends of the earth to study with different indigenous shamans and healers and you name it. Mm-hmm. So what this book is, it's a book of secrets. And it's a lot of times in the industry of healing or in this world, it's a lot of stuff's passed on verbally. And so what this book does is it says, here's 11 minutes, because we live in a busy world. And once again, it has to be about results. Like, you know, I'm a mom. I own a business. Says Timmy, we've got things to do. You know what I mean? It's that
right.
balance.
Right.
And so if something doesn't work, right. and I mean, in all due respect, who's got time for that? And so what we try
right.
to do is give everyone, here's the A to Z, 17 years of results and experience. Here's something that you do for 11 minutes a day for 11 days to render a result. And how do we know that it works? Because we have 17 years of experience. We have thousands and thousands of testimonials all over the world. So for example, say somebody's like, you know what? I have a broken heart. They either are ending a relationship. They got divorced. It could be a teenager who had their first love. It's the gamut, the energy of love. You take a rainbow obsidian that is this kind of black stone that has this rainbow spectrum in it. And all you have to do is put it over your heart before you go to bed. We're not talking, you know, some major thing here, because if things get too complicated, people won't do them. But what we found is the simple things in life are the ones that usually work. So you put this over your heart for 11 minutes and you just say, you know what? I need to have this crystal absorb some of the grief in my heart, some of the sadness, some of the fear, some of the anger. And you sit there or lay there before bed for 11 minutes after you put your timer on. And then after 11 minutes, you take it off and your heart will feel different. Now, once again, you got to do it. And the consistency is what the magic is in life. If you do something one day, it ain't going to work. If you do something 4 days, it's not going to work. What diet works in 4 days? What meditation practice?
Mm-hmm.
Nothing does. But if you can be consistent with something for a period of time, you're going to have a result. Because why? You're committing to yourself and you're committing to a practice. And the energy of the earth is a healer if you use it with you, the healer. So that's one of the simple ones. And I know it sounds overly simple and you're probably like, give me a break. We have had thousands of people that have done this, that have sent testimonials in saying, that simple act changed my life in a new way because I was able to see things from a different perspective. Was it the crystal that changed their life? No, they did. The crystal was the tool to help them remember that they can change their life.
Wow. So profound. And what's the magic of 11 minutes? Why did you choose that?
Well, I'm a real big Kundalini. I practice Kundalini.
Mm-hmm.
And what I found is that 3 minutes people can do. I mean, 3 minutes doesn't make you uncomfortable. 7 minutes, you could get through 7 minutes. 11 minutes is a little uncomfortable. You get to that point like, oh my God, how many more? How long? How much longer? And it's in the periods of life where we feel a little uncomfortable, where we have to push ourselves, that's where we grow. When we are uncomfortable, that's where we get our juice. That's where we learn about ourselves. That's where we're like, you know what? And when you do something for 11 minutes and you're uncomfortable, at the end of 11 days, you feel like a superhero because you conquered yourself.
11 minutes, 11 days. I hope you guys are all catching this to really understanding your power and your magnificence using crystals. What are some of the results that you've seen in your practice and through your work over the last 17 years?
Well, you know, one of our chapters is about pregnancy. And the great thing about Crystal Muse, too, is you can actually go to the chapter that you are interested in. So you don't have to read the whole book from cover to cover. And interesting enough, both Heather and I got pregnant wearing Moonstone on our body. So we wore it in our bra. We would wear it as a necklace. Heather actually had her whole wedding dress enveloped with Moonstone, unbeknownst to her.
My mom made my wedding dress, and she was ready for a baby. It was done for me. Yeah. So anyway, I got pregnant on my wedding night. That's a whole other story.
Oh, my gosh.
But it's in the book.
I love it. That's a result. That's a definite result.
Exactly.
Wonderful.
So a lot of people have put the intention into wearing a moonstone or holding a moonstone with their partner, and they have become pregnant. Can we say that it was due to the moonstone? No. But again, going back to what Heather said, the commitment and the connection to and setting the intention of becoming pregnant is all part of the process.
But there's some people that have won the lottery. I mean, there's we've believe me, well, there's crazy stories. I mean, stuff that you can't even, on a daily basis around here in our business, we look at each other like we couldn't even make that up because there is magic in our, on our planet. There's magic within our empowerment. But what happens is we all need to get back to a belief and hope. We got to know it.
Mm-hmm,
and so mm-hmm. when we know that we're capable of anything, when we get back to that alignment within ourselves, we can create anything. And that's not even like a, hey, you know, rah, 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 but it's our minds that get in our way. It's our history, ancestral history. It's all these things that we can now work on that we can shift and change in short amount of time if we're willing to do the work.
Well, that is amazing. It's something I am passionate about and believe in. I do believe we can change our thoughts, our minds, our energy, our ancestral history. It's all within us. It's within our power. And quite honestly, it's our responsibility, or we don't shift the generations that are ahead of us. Ladies, thank 100%. You so much for this. This has been a complete treat. I definitely want to get this book and pour into it. I hope everybody else out there has a little bit better understanding of crystals and energy and how best to use them. And if you don't, check out this book, Crystal Muse, Everyday Rituals to Tune into the Real You, and make it a part of your power prescription. Remember, we want to feel and own our power, because ultimately that's how we all change the world. Thanks, guys, for joining us.